This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And just before we begin, just to say how concerned I was to read about the fires at UCT. That's my alma mater. Spent 3 grad years at UCT and hope there's, you know, that the fires have been brought under control.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. Really, really, just been the most devastating few days as we watch the whole of Cape Town under this tremendous threat. But there's a big story, and we wanted to talk about that.
It is a big story, and his name was Izzy Liebler, and who just passed away a few days ago. Izzy Liebler was a giant of world Jewry, and I don't say that lightly. He was born in France, but came to this country, to Australia, as a young child, became president of the Australian Jewish community, and then got involved in the World Jewish Congress. But what made him a giant of world Jewry in a couple of lesser achievements, and that was he played a key role in relations between Israel and China, and then between Israel and India. And when I say lesser roles, his major achievement is that he played a seminal role in the campaign to free Soviet Jewry. And I have to declare that I had the privilege of seeing this firsthand. In my former life, when I was editor and before that deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News, Izzy Liebler took me with him to Moscow on a number of occasions to report on what he was doing there. And on one visit, for example, we had meetings in the Kremlin with a man called Yuri Reshetov, who's a senior minister in the government. And we sat there, and he presented Mr. Reshetov with a list of 45 refuseniks. And refuseniks, just to remind people, Jewish people who declared enemies of the state for the crime of studying, practicing their faith, applying to move to Israel, studying, learning Hebrew. And Reshetov said to him, "We have over a million Jews in this country. Why do you care about 45? And Izzy's response was, "We care about every single one of them. And our focus is to free every single one of them." On that visit, he established the Solomon Michal's Cultural Center, the first ever legitimate Jewish cultural center in the Soviet Union since the 1917 revolution. And Edgar Bronfman, who was then president of the World Jewish Congress, came and did the honors. Also on that visit, he organized the first ever legitimate concert of Jewish music since 1917. Now, if listeners can picture this for a moment, this was February 1989, so minus 27 degrees outside, a place called the Tchaikovsky Hall, which is massive, magnificent, but aging. 3,000 Jews come there standing knee-deep in the snow. Many have come from Siberia, 4 days on the train, used half of their monthly pittance to afford the ticket to get there, and pack into the Tchaikovsky Hall. Many of them were refuseniks at the time. There are people from the KGB. They're visible in the front with their hats on. And the keynote singer is Dudu Fischer, who was Jean Valjean in Israel's Les Miserables. And I get shivers as I relay this now. He starts by saying, "I'm sure these walls have never heard Chazanut before." And then Howard, he sings "Bring Him Home" from Les Miserables.
Oh, and wow, I've got cold shivers from that.
Oh my God, it was a moment in time. I mean, the tears streaming down people's cheeks. You just knew instinctively you were never going to hear such a meaningful rendition of that song ever again. To sing "Bring Him Home" in front of 3,000 Jews, refuseniks, who are prisoners of the state in the darkest days of the Soviet Empire. It was incredible. And this was Izzy Liebler who made this happen. And that was just the beginning because he also, by the way, was the first person, Australia, but through Izzy's work, which raised the issue of Soviet Jews at the United Nations. It was this country, Australia, which first raised the issue of Soviet Jews at the UN, thanks to Izzy Liebler talking to the Australian government and making it an issue. So an incredible man, tough as nails. And I'll just give you quickly one fabulous anecdote because I was there and I saw it. I was in his room in Moscow and the phone rings and I pick up the phone and it's senior officer from the Australian embassy. And he says, please tell Mr. Liebler, I've got the meeting that he wants with Mr. Reshetov. Reshetov is that senior guy in the Soviet government. Mm. And it's taken him months to get this meeting. And please tell Mr. Liebler that he can come and he can bring two people. I relay this to Izzy Liebler and he says, tell him thank you and there will be 9 of us in the Australian delegation. All these years later, my ears are still smarting from the eruption at the other end of the phone. Says the Australian embassy officer, and this is the printable part of it that I can convey on a family radio station, please tell him that it's taken me months to get this far and you can only bring 2. Replies Izzy Liebler, tell him it's 9 or I'm not coming. Guess who blinked?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All 9 of us went to that meeting in the Kremlin, and the point was not to play games, but to show that he was not going to take a backward step. He was there to save Soviet Jewry, and this is what he needs to do. It was a privilege to see him in action, and he left Australia about 15 years ago, went with his wife Naomi, they bought an apartment in Jerusalem, they lived in Jerusalem, and he passed away just a few days ago at the age of 87, but an absolute icon of world Jewry, and I thought it was, he made such an amazing contribution that it was the least that we could do just to honor his memory as an inspiration, just to focus just on him for this report.
Absolutely unbelievable. And you know, these are the stories that we don't hear. You know, sitting here in Indeed. South Africa, and of course, we were very supportive of what was happening in Russia, as were Jews all around the world in the Soviet Union. But these are the unsung heroes, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. Absolutely they are. And he was, and the other thing, just in the last couple of minutes, which he also did, incidentally, was that Izzy did not take a backward step in Jewish circles. So the World Jewish Congress, when he identified what he perceived as issues, he did not hold back in with a razor sharp laser attacking what was happening there. And so one example of that was Nachum Goldman, one of the key agents and founders of the World Jewish Congress. And he easily disagreed with Nachum Goldman's approach. He said, we cannot go softly on the issue of Soviet Jewry. We have to be loud and upfront and big and bold and make a noise about that. And so he publicly disagreed with Nachum Goldman's approach. He said, this is the way we have to do it. So he didn't hold back if he saw that this is the way we need to do things. And again, it was part of it. He had this razor sharp focus on what was the right thing, what is the wrong thing, and an incredible achievement.
Absolutely incredible.
His memory should be an inspiration and a blessing.
Indeed it should. Vic Aladef, the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us every Tuesday, bringing us an update from Down Under.